mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Boy, I tell you, this week is blasting past us. Thanks for joining us. It is already Thursday, the 8th day of July, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to thank all of our affiliates across the country, the AM and FM station, shortwave, and of course the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Ridge says Al-Qaeda planning attack. And he just finished up his fear-mongering, scaremongering press conference. We'll be going over that. We already told you this last week that it looked like that this Marine kidnapping was a CIA-staged event. I'm looking at CNN, the Associated Press, the London Evening Standard, with headlines like this: Marines kidnapping may be a hoax. But those same websites connected to the Republican National Committee and to neocon front groups keep uploading the video of the beheadings and the video of people threatening to behead. Just magically, the original upload points continue to be these shadowy intelligence agency-connected groups. And then we look at those supposedly having their heads chopped off, like Nick Berg, and the guy's got a clear intelligence agent M.O. He's working in Abu Ghraib. He's arrested for 13 days by the coalition, released directly into al-CIA hands. About 50 other points. And now with this latest thing, it just wasn't real, wasn't going on, just a staged event. With government-controlled websites saying, yep, we cut his head off. People won't even remember this or pay attention. It's like they kill al-Zawahiri three or four times. They kill bin Laden many times. They kill Chemical Ali multiple times. They kill Saddam's sons over and over again. And then they're back again, killing and attacking. They don't even change the names of the boogeymen. These guys have nine lives. And the media never goes back and corrects itself. They just keep announcing, oh, this person we announced was killed three or four times is back attacking again. And you know why? There's a big study out. 50-plus percent of Americans didn't even read one book in 2002. That's the latest numbers. It's always a year or two behind. Didn't even read a single book. Depending on the year, they poll high school seniors. It's 75, 85, 90%, depending on the year. Don't know who the vice president is. Don't know how many states there are. Don't know how many continents there are. I mean, I'm not sitting up here as some elitist thinking I'm smart. I'm just an average guy. The ignorance of the general public scares the daylights out of me. But they'll give me their opinion about 9/11. They'll tell me all about the economy and how the Federal Reserve isn't private when it's in the white pages and admitted to be private. You know, they'll tell me how the UN works. They've never read the charter, know nothing about it. Don't spend their life studying it like I do, but they'll tell me all about it. They don't know who the vice president is, but they'll tell me all about it. Okay, I've got to focus here. There's more cancer virus in the vaccine news, worse than we first thought. It's all just wall to wall. Here's a brief rundown. Ridge says Al-Qaeda planning to attack. Marine kidnapping may be hoax. Bilderberg performance. Keita Edwards VP pick. Kerry and Edwards will use campaign to push domestic spy agency. Civil Edmund suit thrown out by Bush minion. We'll get to that. Never got to that yesterday. That's yesterday's news. Swedish pastor sentenced to 1 month in jail for offending homosexuals. Jobless claims drop, but that's really a spin. Millions more may have been given cancer-contaminated vaccine. New scientist. Lay surrenders to authorities. I didn't think that would happen. A boy arrested in triple killing at ABC Man's Ranch. Patriot Act foes force House vote. Police begin random bus searches in the United States. Schwarzenegger endorses DNA fingerprinting initiative. You get the picture. You better stay with us. Jam-packed transmission. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, again, Thursday, the 8th day of July, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Ridge says Al-Qaeda planning attack this morning. He did a press conference, fear-mongering. And about a month ago, the White House told U.S. News and World Report, the Capitol will be hit. We will be attacked coast to coast. It will happen. They said absolutely nothing will stop it. Of course, they have no specifics, but they just know it's going to happen. And we know Al Qaeda is CIA. These are hired Arabs from Iraq when they were our allies back in the 80s, from Afghanistan when they were the allies. They're still the allies of the opium-running, cocaine slinging, drug-dealing, money-laundering New World Order. They're the boogeymen. They create the crisis, the globalists get the oil, and their little Arab hitmen get paid off handsomely. Ridge says Al-Qaeda planning attack, so they're back at it. As soon as Edwards and Kerry's poll numbers slid ahead of Bush, I mean, it's like clockwork, Ridge goes running out saying Al-Qaeda is going to get you any minute. And it's not as if Kerry and Edwards are going to save you either. We're going to go over that in the Bilderberg groups and new developments. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge said Thursday that Al-Qaeda may be moving forward with plans to carry out a large-scale attack on the United States. Prior to Ridge's statement, an administration official said an attack might precede the November elections. No new specific intelligence exists, however, and Ridge did not raise the national color code threat level beyond the yellow or elevated level. It was not immediately clear how the assessment of existing intelligence has led Ridge to his remarks. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, Republican Tennessee, said the intelligence was very nonspecific and there was no reason for panic, no reason for paralysis. This is not a major announcement, it's just a fact, Frist told reporters. The reality is of increased risk here in the homeland people, over the next few weeks, the next several months. Now, we have a whole section on PrisonPlanet.com, fake terror alerts, where 2.5 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, 6 months ago, a month ago, FBI, CIA, others have gone public and said, look, we've been ordered to issue fake terror alerts to, quote, create hysteria. Now, they didn't need to add to the Patriot Act that giving a false terrorist threat is a serious crime. They made it terrorism, though, so you don't get your rights. So if you or I call in a fake bomb threat, I think we should get in trouble. But they do it nationwide. It's admitted they've done this back during last Christmas. They later said, oh, the information we had was false, it was a mistake, but we're going to keep the orange alert right through New Year's. So, again, folks, this is about you looking to them as the father figure to save you and take good care of you. Continuing with this article, accusations of scaremongering. Officials say there's no specific intelligence of the planned attack or either of the major political conventions. The fourth day Democratic convention kicks off July 26th in Boston, Mass, and the Republican National Convention begins August 30th in New York City. Officials say Ridge thinks it is time to again raise public awareness, and they've started their tips program with the cable guy, the phone man, the truck driver. They're going to start out with only 400,000 tattletales, and oh, they look for, it said in the article we read 2 days ago, that they're going to look for a man and woman arguing on the side of the road. That's very terroristic. Better call the police. People with bags, backpacks by their cars, people wearing jackets when it's not cold, women with baby carriages, watch them specifically, women that look like they're pregnant. And, of course, 2+ years ago, we had the AP article out of New Jersey where they had a Homeland Security meeting and said, look for priests or pregnant women or people that look innocent. And, by the way, Homeland Security is here to fight terrorism and crime now. They're announcing $1 billion grants in New York, $1.2 billion grants, $100 million grants here or there. I mean, every day I see some new Homeland Security grant to use the cameras at the new emergency management centers the feds put in the last 5 years in every major city to, quote, track all the terrorists and fight crime. And, I mean, literally every day it's some new $15 million, $100 million, $1.2 billion. Small towns, big cities, Homeland Security, merging the National Guard, local police, CIA officers in your city, emergency management centers, which, by the way, run things regionally in your, several county areas. We have one here in Austin. Because there's no plan to raise the threat level and only general information, some Democrats privately have questioned whether the timing of the announcement is politically motivated. A senior administration official said accusations of scaremongering are to be expected, but the official who had read the Ridge's prepared remarks added, this is one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't, and our default is do. A senior campaign advisor for Senator John Kerry, Bush's cousin and Skull and Bones brethren, President Bush's expected rival in November, said he is giving the White House the benefit of the doubt. He added, however, that the White House would have to expand its reasons for the new warnings. So, what do you think about that, my friends? The color-coded alert level has been raised 5 times to orange or high since the system's inception after the September 11th, 01 attacks on New York and Washington. The last time the alert level was raised was December after a taped threat from al-Qaeda's number two figure, al-Zawahiri. The alert was dropped the following month. Al-Zawahiri, who's been killed multiple times, and just keeps, it's like the Energizer Bunny, just doesn't stop, never stops. Speaking of hoaxes, this is from the London Evening Standard. We have an AP article and a CNN article on this subject, just the three I saw this morning. This is on PrisonPlanet.com and Prison Planet TV right now. Pentagon officials have launched a criminal investigation into the case of a missing U.S. Marine amid growing evidence that his kidnapping may have been an elaborate hoax. Really? Wonder who'd do something like that. The same Jerry Bruckheimer who admittedly, according to BBC, produced the Saving Private Lynch thing live as it happened. And we all said it was a hoax and a fable, and then she came out and said, yes, it's all staged. It's not true. Authorities have found no trace of an Islamic terror group which claimed to be holding Lebanese-born Corporal Wasif Ali Hassan and threatening to execute him with a sword. Nice video that got uploaded, of course, from a neocon-controlled system. All these videos do. From London or Houston or L.A., they original upload points. Not from the Middle East, no, just popping up over and over again. Authorities say the man claiming to be the missing Marine yesterday called the U.S. Embassy in Beirut and family members in Lebanon to say he had been released by the kidnapper somewhere in Lebanon and was waiting to be picked up. However, there had been no further contact with the corporal, an Arabic translator who was initially thought to have been abducted from his unit in Iraq 3 weeks ago. Later reports said he had been approached, his kidnapper saying that he wanted to desert, claims strongly denied by his immediate family in Salt Lake City, Utah. Military investigators are now said to have uncovered evidence the 24-year-old Marine had talked about leaving the Army to join resistance relatives in Lebanon. It was feared last week that he had been executed by his kidnappers. Here's the point, folks. The government's saying they don't know what happened, and they don't know if it's a hoax, and they don't know which side he's really on. How did he get this video uploaded out of Houston, Texas? And again, we have the web numbers and where it was uploaded and all that, because these idiots don't know how to cover their trail. It was feared last week that he had been executed by his kidnappers, but a previously unknown group, the Islamic Response Movement, denied this, saying he had been taken to a place of safety. Then another group came out and said, no, this is all CIA on Monday, and said, stop it, this is all staged. Investigators suspected that his abduction may have been staged by friends and sympathizers to cover his desertion. Sure, that's it. And then they magically got it uploaded on video and staged all that, too. His disappearance from the unit was the first threat as a disciplinary matter by Marine commanders until footage was shown on Arabic news channel Al Jazeera, the blindfolded individual with a curved sword held above his head. Last week, a claim was made on behalf of the militant group Ansar al-Sunni, saying they had beheaded the corporal. That's a known CIA front. The following day, the group denounced the execution claim as the work of imposters. No London Evening Standard as the work of the government, the CIA. So, and again, we look at the Berg situation and the other cases. I mean, CIA written all over it, and look who has motives for this. Bilderberg performance, key to Edwards' VP pick. We'll cover this when we get back. He reported back directly to Kerry and participant in the super secret conference. And WorldNet Daily's more than happy to talk about the liberals working with the globalists. But when Bush is doing it, it doesn't exist. And the Bilderberg Group is a wonderful organization here to keep us all safe. Also, Kerry and Edwards will use campaign to push domestic spy agency, Sybil Edmonds suit thrown out by Bush minion, a Swedish pastor sentenced to 1 month in jail for offending homosexuals, reading passages of the Bible, jobless claims drop, but it's manipulative, we'll tell you why, millions more may have been given cancer-contaminated vaccine, new scientist, Ken Lay turned himself in, photos and video of him in handcuffs. I'm glad that happened, but what about his bosses? They need to get in trouble. And the bizarre triple murder at the Sam Donaldson ranch. Very interesting and very tragic. Patriot Act foes force House vote. Police began random bus searches here in the United States. Schwarzenegger endorses DNA fingerprint initiative. Fury is Fahrenheit 9/11 director backs illegal not-for-profit downloads. That's commendable, by the way, of his film. And Dumb Down USA, only 57% of Americans read a book in 2002. Much more coming up. You'll want to stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Day began with a special service.
The rescue of the hostages you had
is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109, or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner. Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components. Even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What do you think of Lord Ridge's new terror alert? Are you going to prostrate yourself before them and say, take all my rights, keep me safe, send men in black ski masks, take my liberties? Of course, we've got John Edwards and John Kerry. Everybody's focused on this. It doesn't even matter. It's all a staged event. Bilderberg performance, key to Edwards' VP pick. A month ago, we had Jim Tucker on from American Free Press. It was his 26th visit to cover Bilderberg. He was covering it decades ago, and the media said it didn't exist. You were crazy to talk about it. It's an urban legend. You're insane. And Mr. Tucker said, oh, yeah, Mr. Edwards was there, Senator Edwards. So he's going to be your VP pick. People said, no, no, it's going to be Hillary. The all-evil Hillary, the one who voted for the war and the Patriot Act and everything else and loves George Bush and who George Bush protects with Dan Burton's committee, not letting him go after him. But again, don't confuse me with the facts. Bush is good. He's fighting Clinton. Bilderberg performance, key to Edwards' VP pick. He reported back directly to Kerry, said participant in super-secret conference. This is from World Neocon Daily. It used to be pretty good, but now it's Neocon Daily. Senator John Edwards' standout performance at the super-secret Bilderberg meeting in Italy last month may have been a key reason for his selection as John Kerry's vice presidential running mate, according to the New York Times. The New York Times says that. The New York Times talking about Bilderberg now. Well, I've had the New York Times attack me because I talk about Bilderberg Group, literally. My goodness. The 50th anniversary conference of the elite group, which many believe conspires semi-annually to foster global government. Semi-annually. It's annually. Didn't you get anything straight? Met June 3rd through June 6th in Italy at the Grand Hotel de les Barmosis, if I pronounced that right, according to attendees from the U.S., according to a list obtained by WorldNet Daily, were Senators John Edwards, DNC, and John Corzine, Democrat, New Jersey, Henry Kissinger, Richard Perle, your precious neocon, Melinda Gates, wife of Bill Gates, David Rockefeller, Timothy F. Ginther, President of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, Donald Graham, Chairman and CEO of the Washington Post Company, and even Ralph Reed, former head of the Christian Coalition. Got to keep the Christians thinking world government's Jesus. Here is the entire Bilderberg attendee list, published previously, and you can link through and read it. According to a report in yesterday's New York Times by Jody Wilgorn, analyzing why Kerry chose Edwards over the other 24 contenders for the number two spot, several people pointed to the secretive and exclusive Bilderberg conference of some 120 that this year drew the likes of Henry Kissinger, Madeleine Gates, and Richard A. Perle to Italy in June as helping win Mr. Kerry's heart. Mr. Edwards spoke so well in the debate on American politics with the Republican Ralph Reed that participants broke Bilderberg rules to clap before the end of the session. Beforehand, Mr. Edwards traveled to Brussels to meet with NATO officials, brandishing his foreign policy credentials. The New York Times talking about the Bilderberg Group, which doesn't exist, according to them, in the past. His performance at Bilderberg was important, said a friend of Mr. Kerry, who was there. He reported back directly to Kerry. There were other reports of his performance, whether they reported directly or indirectly. I have no doubt word got back to Mr. Kerry about how well he did, the New York Times reported. The New York Times talking about Bilderberg anointings. Reuters 3 years ago said that they, quote, pick presidents and prime ministers. Since 1953, it's 54, WorldNet Daily, the Bilderberg Group has convened government, business, academic, and journalistic representatives from the U.S., Canada, and Europe with the express purpose of exploring the future of the North Atlantic community. According to sources that have penetrated the high secrecy meetings in the past, yeah, don't give Jim Tucker a plug, the Bilderberg meetings emphasize a globalist agenda and promote the idea that the notion of national sovereignty is antiquated and regressive. Yeah, they promote a world tax. And it goes on to talk about how it has a, which gives Bilderberg Group a shadowy aura. It's officially described as a private gathering, noted a BBC report last year, with a guest list including the heads of European and American corporations, political leaders, and a few intellectuals. Yeah, don't mention the royalty. It's one of the most influential organizations on the planet, according to BBC. We'll finish up with this, get into more on Kerry and Edwards want what Bush wants, a domestic CIA running your life. This is from MSNBC. And an expanded Patriot Act, everything Lord Bush wants, open borders, you name it. So, I hope you all enjoy it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing, gardening, camping? I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to, thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock, too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
All right, my friends, we're now halfway through this first hour of this global transmission, and I got into Governor Ridge giving another scaremongering alert. The tariffs are going to hit us any minute. The White House is going around all the media saying we will be hit. It's going to happen, the summer of terror. Then meanwhile, they come out and say no specific threats, but we'll probably have a terror attack. Look out. And then meanwhile, I just got into this WorldNet Daily article talking about the Bilderberg Group, and it continues about how even the New York Times, of all places, never thought I'd see that, says, oh, yes, he did such a good job at Bilderberg Group that Bilderberg Group reported back to Kerry, and it actually says this, and that's why they chose him. That's the New York Times. Now, a month ago, when we had Jim Tucker on, he said he was there, did a good job, he was going to be their boy. And, of course, we're just wild conspiracy theorists, but here it is. And according to a BBC report on June's conference in Italy, not a word of what is said at Bilderberg meetings can be breathed outside. No reporters are invited in. And while confidential, that's not true, the heads of major media are. No reporters are invited in, and while confidential minutes of the meetings are taken, names are not noted. The shadowy aura extends further. The anonymous answer phone message, for example, the fact that the conference venues are kept secret, the group, which includes luminaries such as Henry Kissinger, former UK Chancellor Kenneth Clark, does not even have a website. But counter participants, the secrecy is not evidence of a grand conspiracy, but only an opportunity to speak frankly with other world leaders out of the limelight of press conference and its inevitable repercussions. There's absolutely nothing in it. Let me do it like he says it, because Lord Healy has actually countered me in national documentaries. Lord Healy is in a new documentary that I'm in, a five-hour special that's going to air all over Europe and the U.S., I'm told. And Lord Healy is very upset about what we say about the Bilderberg Group, and he begins cussing at people and blowing up. So I've had experiences with Lord Healy, but says, there's absolutely nothing in it, argues the U.K.'s Lord Dennis Healy. One of the four founders of Bilderberg. We never sought to reach a consensus on the big issues at Bilderberg, he told the BBC. It's simply a place for discussion. But, of course, they... I've never met the guy. I've just been countered by him in one documentary. And now I'm being countered by him in another on the Illuminati and the Bilderberg Group. And there's also another hour of the special. It's about 9/11. And Lord Dennis Healy is their go-to man. What is he, 87 years old? He was there at the founding of it when the Prince of the Netherlands, former SS colonel, helped found it, and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. And he's been there all along, and I mean, he looks like the classic caricature, you know, from an old 50s British movie of a British lord. You know, big bald head, curly hair on the side, gray hair, giant eyebrows, you know, that if you cut one of them off could be a toupee for a large man's head. You know, just looks like he's got beaver backs on for eyebrows. Just a classic character. I'm not knocking the way he looks. It's just he's this archetype. He's a huge individual. And John Ronson in the Secret Rulers of the World piece was groveling to him, just going, what about Bilderberg? Some say it's not really... That's preposterous, you little fool! You know, just jumping in his face aggressively. I mean, he just... I talked to the British media that's doing a new documentary, and they said Lord Healy really got upset. Just how dare you, you wretched fool! I am the ruler! But... I shouldn't laugh, folks. What do you think about this? I know a lot of you are really excited about Kerry, even people that are libertarians and conservatives. You know, anything's better than Bush. Kerry, the long devil of skull and bones, will save us. You go, well, then if it's not Kerry, you know, lesser of two weevils, lesser of two evils, who are we going to vote for? Well, folks, you can forget the presidential election. It's all about making you think you have a choice, getting you back into this polarized left-right false paradigm. I mean, if I had my druthers, I would have John Kerry and Communist Edwards elected. And they do have two of the most liberal voting records in the Senate. I mean, it's true. You know, the neocons aren't lying when they say that. I think it's one of the few things I've heard them say that isn't a complete lie. Why then would I say have them elected? If I even had a vote, if things weren't staged since 1964 election, you know, and again, you doubt me on that, just research voter news services and how things work in the past. You still have elections at the county, state, and city level. But when you get up to presidential picks, it's a staged event, folks. It is staged. It is, and more now than ever. We can go over that whole history, and I plan to in the weeks to come. We always do this coming into an election with all our vote fraud experts. Why do I say that? Because Republicans have appointed 7 of the 9 members of the Supreme Court, and they are the most liberal members in actual voting record. I mean, that's the facts, not the rhetoric, the facts. Bush is for blanket amnesty, gun control, UN sign-ons, you know, just everything. But he gets away with it because he's got an R before his name. Think about the revolution we built. Think about the people that woke up. Think about the conservatives that would listen to you about the New World Order when Bill Clinton was in office. Bill Clinton hurt the New World Order something grievous because people knew he was evil, they knew he had a globalist agenda, and they were fighting him. And thus fighting the agenda. With Bush, the dam broke, folks. Yeah, the tyranny poured in. And if you get Kerry and Edwards in office, people are going to wake up. When you tell them the Patriot Act's bad, the New World Order's bad, and domestic spy agencies are bad, people are going to listen to you. You tell them that with Bush, they don't listen. And again, folks, I didn't vote presidentially in the 2000 election. I did go vote, even though they were already putting in electronic voting machines in some of the places here in Austin. Now you have to vote on them. and I will not be voting. There is no voting in Travis County. That's been conclusively proven. Takes an hour to go over it, but we've documented it. And, I mean, in 98, I caught the county clerk back on the old system, double-counting ballot boxes, changing safety seals, falsifying signatures. But, you know, I went and voted for everything but the president because I said it's going to be staged, folks. You can forget it. I'm not going to give tacit approval of this. It's just I'm not going to be part of this. And now I'm just not going to vote, period, because Austin and Travis County are part of the 30% that are total electronic, no ballot record voting machine system. And our voting machines are owned by Clear Channel. They own a company called Heart Inner Civics, and they created a new district. The Republicans in Washington rewrote the boundaries for the congressional districts here, and they cut out all the conservative Democrats, got them out of office, and divided it with the most socialist of Democrats. This was publicly done. We talked about this, and then it was finally in the newspaper. They admitted that Republicans were targeting conservative Democrats and conservative Republicans, and it was like a power-sharing deal. So that's how they do it now. They just divide up territories. But you want a sterling example of this. Michael McCall, Janet Reno's personal lawyer on Waco, on Ilian Gonzalez, on all the big cover-ups, her personal lawyer, the guy that testified, the guy that did all the lying. Well, he's married to Lowry Mays, the chairman, the predominant shareholder, the owner of Clear Channel. And it's 1,500 radio stations and TV stations and the rest of it. Hundreds of TV stations, dozens of major papers, and over 1,400, I think it's 1,500 now, marquee radio stations. And you go, well, what does that mean? Well, I just pointed out, folks, that Clear Channel owns Heart Inner Civics, the electronic voting machines that are used in Williamson County, Travis, and Hayes, the three counties that make up his congressional district. The new 10th district. And there were two real conservatives who were running against him in the primary. No Democrats even challenged because, again, they know it's staged. They're given their districts. No one runs against them. Republicans are given theirs. No one runs. Things are unopposed now in many of the districts. This is the new freedom. Literally, people know it's not real, so they just don't run. And so the real election was the primary, and they had two real conservative candidates. I mean, pro-gun, anti-abortion, you know, want to control the border. I mean, good guys. And in polls, they were beating Mr. Moneybags, Mr. Michael McCall, married to the Clear Channel's daughter, Lowry Mays' daughter. And Clear Channel was his biggest contributor. Mr. Mays was number one. The vice chairman was number two. I mean, all his top contributors were Clear Channel. So they own the voting machines he's voting on. He's married to the daughter. And they're the biggest campaign contributors. And no one's running against him. And the neocons went out in a worshipful fashion and began worshiping him, attacking the real conservatives, Democratic operatives that really run the Republican committee here in town. And that's even come out in the paper. I mean, it's Democrats really running. It's a staged event. And here's this guy who was Janet Reno's lawyer and helped cover up Chinagate. And, I mean, I'd spend hours, and again, this is a microcosm. Similar stuff went on nationwide. I saw probably 15 cases, similar stuff like this. You know, similar Clinton people that are these so-called Republicans being worshipped by Bush, being supported. And he was 15 points behind in a bunch of the different polls. All the conservatives I talked to were going to vote against him. And he was strutting around going, I'm going to win, I'm going to win. And then election night came, and at first he was behind, and then magically they had some type of glitch, and they had to shut things down, and the county clerk goes in, and then magically, suddenly he surges ahead by, 12, 14 points, and wins with this landslide. And oh my goodness, what a shock! His father-in-law, his biggest campaign contributor, owns the voting machines with no receipt, no record, and no recount, and he magically wins by a landslide, the opposite of the polls. So I don't want to hear it, folks. I am not voting again, because I'm not going to go in there and be part of this joke. Now, if you want to turn things around, and one of our listeners a couple years ago, a successful businesswoman, I need to get her on, heard the show, didn't believe it, went and checked out what I said about electronic voting machines, found out it was true. And now they've got billboards going up, and they're at meetings, and it's all over the news. And I told everybody how to get rid of these machines. Okay? And it's real simple. you have a petition to have a paper ballot. You have a petition written up to give the hundreds of thousands of dollars of funding it will take to reissue paper ballots and have a citywide election to recall the electronic voting machines, because they're never going to remove them otherwise. Then you have to also have a citizens group of thousands with video cameras over the paper ballots as it's being watched. Every ballot box has to be followed by armed guards and at least 10 people from the huge citizens committee that's made up of thousands. And or you can forget it, okay? That's the only way in your towns and your cities to get rid of this. Do you understand me? Now, the feds, Chuckie Schumer wrote the bill. George Bush signed it last year. Over $5 billion. He wanted 6.5. Yeah, what, 4.8 billion? I'm going from memory here, but almost 5 billion. The Voter Assistance Act, and it had several other names. They broke the money up in several different piles. And this is the feds paying to put in these systems, the Diebold and the Hardiner Civics and the others. And the Hardiner Civics is nothing compared to Diebold and the other two big companies. I mean, these things all have deputy directors of the CIA, former heads of the CIA. Engineers quit and say it's all a fraud, it's all a scam, you know, and then it'll be in the back of some newspaper. The League of Women Voters comes out and says, we don't like this bill Rush Holtz introduced to make there be a paper ballot for recounts, just a receipt printed of the actual record of votes, so you can see your receipt print out and fall into the container in front of you so there can be a real recount. We're against it. We're against it. I mean, come on, folks. We send people to foreign countries to make sure their paper ballots are being counted properly, but here when we say we should have a record, we should be able to look at it. No, that's crazy. You're a conspiracy theorist. Just trust us. Never mind that Diebold's vice president running the election in California was a convicted hacker felon. Never mind that they were caught accessing computers during elections with wireless systems that no one's allowed to look at. I mean, all right, I've gone off on a tirade here, folks, but again, the government will put in who they want as president, and in 30% of the country, it's like 34% now, last time I saw a month ago, have put these dastardly machines in, and it's over, okay? If they get them in half the country, it's over, unless you go do paper ballots. And then you're going to have FBI trying to go in and intimidate you, trying to provocateur groups to do this. I mean, this is a fight for the country, folks. This isn't a joke. Okay, so you just sit there and be in denial all day long if you want to be. We're losing this country right now. Do you understand me? It's freaking me out. I mean, I start talking about it. I just start, the hair on the back of my neck standing up. The CIA runs these people. They're taking our right to vote. Dozens and dozens of engineers from these companies have quit. Okay, a few years ago, Senator Chuck Hagel. He owns the electronic voting machine company that in Nebraska people voted for him on. Used statewide years ago. Again, he was double digits behind his opponent, and magically landslide he won on his own machines. Folks, I have to explain to you that people shouldn't own. I mean, he didn't just own stock; he owned the company that the majority of voters cast ballots on. I mean, and there's a record of how they vote. They just tell you. How do you trust that? What's your major malfunction, people?
I just can't believe they do that. I just can't believe that something like that would happen.
Folks, LBJ stole his seat in Congress. They helped stuff ballot boxes to get Kennedy in. I'm not kidding. Every election I probably see 150 wire stories of people being caught in election fraud at county level, a couple hundred more of national fraud, and then it's always back of the paper or never in the paper. I mean, open fraud, federal level, local level, up one side, down the other, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. What do you think's going on? What do you think the real world is? How do you put up with this? What is your major malfunction? Let's just have a moment of silence for America and our right to vote because it's basically gone, and we need to just go ahead and admit that to get it back. Let's just have a moment of silence. I mean, I hope this is starting to sink in for people. You got to let it hit you right between the eyes. You just got to let it hit you like a 2x4. It's really that bad, folks. And so, if I had my druthers, if I had a vote where I live, I would say Kerry Edwards, because conservatives know they're evil. I mean, would I rather have the Greeks attack the main gates of Troy, of the Trojans? Would I rather have Edwards and Kerry hacking at the main gate where we can fight them? Or would I rather have George Bush, who's already been inside the Trojan horse, open the gate, is dancing around on America's dead body, and you people love it!
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I normally go to calls earlier in the broadcast, but there's so much news here. We're about to go to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Cancer, viruses, and the vaccines, new mainstream news article out of the New Scientist on this. I haven't even scratched the surface. I went into my rant about voting in this country, and you better head them off at the pass at your state level. Arkansas is doing this, and several other states are. I think it's 9 states. Are saying no for now to the federal mandate to put this in. I mean, you got to stop it. You got to get involved. This is a key issue, folks. That's why government's gotten so arrogant. You need to get my films. I've made 10 films. I've written a book, published a book. I carry George Humphrey's new 9/11 video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. I carry Eric Hutchman's video, 9/11, The Great Deception. Painful Deception, excuse me. You need to have these videos, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, my 9/11 film. It's the best, frankly, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, part two of that, The Masters of Terror Exposed. Big discounts when you order three or more of any of my 10 videos or any of the other videos that I carry. My films are, again, all over 2 hours long. And your purchase makes this show possible. We need your support, my friends. So call toll-free to get the videos as well, not just online via our Safe Secure Shopping Cart. 1-888-253-3139. We have specials on multiple books, multiple videos, a lot of different specials. So when you call, be sure to ask about those. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right. Again, people say I talk too fast. It's 1-888-253-3139 to get those videos. Clint, Missouri, and then Moses and others. Clint, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
Wanted to let everybody know you're pretty much correct. There is no choice now. Nobody represents us. But the League of the South is sponsoring an event this coming March called the Southern National Congress in Montgomery, Alabama. And it's going to be an attempt similar to what our forefathers did in 1774 to give us a voice. And if anyone would like to learn more about this, they can go to southernnationalcongress.org.
Now, I'm sure you're aware that the Southerners were infiltrated by British intelligence and that they set the war up to destabilize the country, to get the North involved, to try to break the country up. And I, by the way, wasn't for the North either. My family fought on the side of the South. The British were manipulating the North as well. And in these modern movements, they have a lot of good ideas that's still infiltrated by global intelligence agencies.
I haven't seen any infiltration on this end.
Well, no, I'm just saying, were you aware that the British tried to get the South to end the war and then withdrew their support?
I could see that happening. From what I've read, though, it was mainly due to the South's protest of importation tariffs imposed against them and the fact
that... No, but I'm telling you that the British promised aid and then didn't give it.
Well... Yes, I know that. I know that. They were probably wanting a little revenge from 1776, I would imagine.
Well, I mean, look, exactly. But the thing I'm trying, you know what, I need to talk about this. It's a big subject. I'm all for secession. I think states should secede. It's in the Constitution. It's in the Bill of Rights. And then reconvene the Continental Congress to put the government back together again. That's in the Declaration of Independence. Even northern states like New Hampshire, right before 9/11, they had cities about to pull out their Article 10 right to revolt.
Well,
and then suddenly 9/11 took place.
Right now, Vermont, Arizona, and South Carolina all have secession movements going
so
on.
So does Alaska. Exactly. So I'm saying I wouldn't even make it a southern movement, because then that kind of makes people think, oh, it's, you know, just some weird archaic thing. It's everybody. Our government's been taken over. We've got to secede to reform the country. I think it's a wonderful idea. Got to get rid of the electronic voting machines to do that, though.
Introducing